Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think any parent, any grandparent can probably understand the feeling. You know, if anybody messes with your kid, it takes an extraordinary amount of decorum and restraint to not want to choke somebody. It just happens that way. I'm sorry. It is what it is. There's something in you that just changes the minute you have a child. And it's sort of like it's that instinct to dive in front of a car or take a bullet for your kid because you just can't stand anything ever hurting them. So hyperspace with me to South Carolina to a school there where a woman's third grader was getting bullied repeatedly. I want to bring her into the conversation. Her name is Jamie Rathburn, and what she did is very interesting, and I want to talk to her a little bit about her reaction to this and what happened to her next. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Hey, how you doing, dear?
I'll say good, but that's really an operative word.
No, I hear you, sister. All right, so paint the picture for everybody. You have a son. You have a couple kids, but you have a son, and he's being bullied at school. What's going on?
He was bullied endlessly in school, from name-calling and verbal harassment to physically being assaulted. And when you ask a police officer, they'll say, sure, there's going to be an investigation, but at 9 years old, there's no laws that pertain to children, so
right,
there's not really anything that's going to happen. I went back and forth with the principal and the teachers, and, you know, they were supposed to keep in contact with me, and I think that I got maybe 2 emails from them when that was going on, like saying, oh, we're just checking in, everything's been going okay. But it really wasn't, because the story that they were giving me was not the story that my child was giving me.
He's coming home from school telling you what's going on. What happened to him?
There was instances. First of all, first and foremost, don't call my child gay. He's 9 years old. He didn't even know what that word meant, much less why somebody would call him that. That's a really uncomfortable conversation
to have
with your 9-year-old when you're not prepared.
Right.
You know? So that was one of the things, and that really bothered him, because it's ugly to
the whole thing is just, come on. I get you.
Yeah.
100%.
Cares about you. That's why nobody's doing anything.
Oh.
You're an idiot, you're stupid, you're ugly. They would cuss him out. As far as physically, he was jerked off of the ladder slide backwards by his throat. The kid tried to choke him. There were marks on him from it.
Now, did you talk to the parents?
No, at no point in time was that ever an option. I didn't lose my cool until that last day when they retaliated on my son for what I said to them about filing an administrative complaint.
All right, so describe to what you went to school, and what did you do? Because you'd had enough is enough, right?
I had enough because they had retaliated against Blake as far as separating him from everybody else. And I'm like, that is not how you handle this situation.
Gotcha.
And they didn't do it prior at all, however many months that this had been going on. They didn't do anything to, as they call it, protect my child, until I mentioned, and literally same day on the heels, because I said it that morning, that afternoon, my son told me about it.
So this is what, and to paint a picture of who you are, we're talking to Jamie Rathburn, and you were, you know, like I am, you were the homeroom mom, you went on field trips, you've been on the playground, you've probably been in the cafeteria, you pitch in when you can. And then one day you quite literally snap, you storm into school, and what do?
Well, I mean, I wasn't getting any reaction from anybody else, so I felt I was in my right to tell these children their behavior was wrong and unacceptable. And if we needed to talk to their parents about it, then meet me outside and let's do it, because who wasn't doing nothing about it?
So you walk in and they're all
about it. Let's be adults. We'll sit down and we'll talk about it and figure out how we can get our kids to come together and be better, because this doesn't work. This isn't okay.
So why were you unable to talk to the kids' parents?
That was never an option with the school because of privacy reasons, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, so you didn't know which kids were doing this to your son?
Well, because I was class mom, I knew of the children, I knew their names, but I couldn't necessarily put that name and that face together. Do you understand? You know what I
totally.
Mean?
Totally. So you get arrested?
Yeah. So they said that I stormed the school, which I walked through the front door.
Gotcha.
I was allowed to do that all the time without a visitor's pass because I was class mom. My hands were always full. They're like, oh, I'll just go right back. So unless I was staying for a period of time, you know, a visitor's pass was never enforced to begin with.
Gotcha. So they say you storm in, you cause this disturbance, and then do police arrive on the scene and, like, cuff you?
No, I left, and then 4 days later, they knocked on my front door.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, shut the front door. Well, I didn't, but,
Come on.
First reaction makes you think you wanna. No.
Wow.
So, now... They were actually trying to arrest me on school property in front of everybody, because obviously they wanted to make a statement.
Wow. So what's your play now? What are you gonna do?
Well, I'm gonna go to court, and, you know, I'm gonna stand up. I'm woman enough to know that what I did was wrong and accept responsibility for my actions and apologize, because I do owe those kids and the parents and the other staff members an apology for my behavior. It wasn't okay.
However,
if I put myself in their shoes,
right,
I would be unhappy with that situation as well. But with saying that, I also feel like other parents should be asking more questions.
I agree.
Like,
I
had been contacted by one of my son's classmates' parents, and they're like, you know, look, we're hearing the stuff from the school that it's been handled, and there's all these negative things being said about you, but then as more information starts coming out, things aren't adding up. Can you please tell us your side of the story?
Well, I'm glad that you just did. I mean, I'm thrilled that you just did on our end, and we appreciate your time. I've run out of time, but Jamie, I wish you and your son all the best. It sounds like you're a heck of a mom, so I'll hopefully follow this, and it'll be a happy ending for you.
I'm hoping so.
Take care, love.
We're working on that. Thank you.
Take care.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.